Marcus Sahaba Online Radio.
It's 12:28 p.m. Central African Time. You are still tuned in to the News Hour right here on Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah Wal Jama'ah. My name remains Alpha Sinkosi. Great pleasure indeed to be with you this afternoon. Of course, now as we look at the Israeli forces' interception of the Global Samud Flotilla, we'll speak to Sani Morgan, who is a Global Samud Flotilla South African delegation spokesperson, to help us unpack what's the current status with regards to the Global Samud Flotilla. And of course, as we've heard over the weekend, that there are some of the members that have been abducted. To talk about it, the Global Samud Flotilla, which set sail from Spain on the 31st of August, the largest maritime mission to Gaza to date. It brings together more than 50 ships and delegations from at least 44 countries as part of an international effort to challenge Israel's naval blockade and deliver aid to Gaza. We speak to that. Let's welcome on the line our guest is Mr. Sani. Thank you so much, sir. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for having us on.
It's a great pleasure indeed. I think first to start with, one would ask that what's the current status quo? What do we know about those that have been abducted?
So, you know, all of the 443 delegates that went on the flotilla in 44 boats, all the boats bar two, the two were just observer boats, but all the boats were intercepted, and all of the delegates were kidnapped by the Israeli apartheid regime, taken to the port of Ashdod, where they were processed. Some were ill-treated, some were not given access to their legal representatives. But after interventions, everyone was then processed.
I think we are losing Mr. Morgan right then. Okay. Morgan, I don't know. I think as you were speaking, we lost you a little bit there.
Okay. So I'll cover just quickly so that we don't waste your time. They were processed from the Ashdod port and then taken to a maximum security prison. Some of them were denied access to food and water and to legal representation, but subsequently all of them have seen their lawyers and seen a judge, and a decision was taken to deport everyone. The South African delegation, our lawyers have seen them, and so has DELCO, the Department of International Affairs representatives. From the embassy in Ramallah, has seen our delegates. They are in high spirits, and a decision after the judge has seen them was to deport them, and we're just waiting for logistics to fall in place. As and when we know that, you'll share it with the media, but their return to South Africa should be imminent.
Oh, okay. No, all right. Thank you for that. But well, when it comes to the flotilla itself, how far are they now? What do we know about that trip to Gaza?
So the flotilla itself, every single ship was intercepted, as you know, and all of the inhabitants on the ships were abducted, and the aid was basically stolen by the Israelis. So we this trip for the Samud flotilla has come to an end until everyone is it really is only ended once everyone is completely returned safely to all their homes around the world. But as we speak, another flotilla of 11 ships has already departed. It's not part of the Samud flotilla; it's part of the Freedom flotilla, and the 1,000 ships from 1,000 boats, Madeline. It's another initiative by the Freedom Flotilla, and that is sailing as we speak. We'll update about that later. But what we want to do now is to call for the safe return of every inhabitant, of every delegate on this Freedom Flotilla to be returned safely to their countries.
Well, and I know that this is not a one-man's show, Mr. Morgan.
It's a part of, you know, you guys are involved in making sure that this was a success, obviously for a good cause to the people of Palestine. But just to first maybe find out, because you know that there's one big figure on that boat, which is in Mandla Mandela. How is his spirits? How is he doing?
So, of course, Chief Mandla Mandela is on the boat, but so are five other South Africans. We prefer to talk about them as a collective of six people, six South Africans. They're all receiving equal attention. DIRCO, our Department of International Affairs, are closely aligned to what we are doing and doing everything in our power to return them home safely. Chief Mandela himself has indicated that we must not promote him above the other five. All of this is done collectively, and they went as a South African delegation and would return safely in a few days as a South African delegation.
Absolutely, Mr. Morgan. Really appreciate that. Thank you so much for your time. Much appreciated.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for allowing us to speak about the flotilla. Thank you.
It's a great pleasure indeed there as we speak to our guest. A very big thank you to him indeed, Sunny Morgan, who is the Global Samut Flotilla South African Delegation spokesperson, taking us through to what has happened. You've had, they've never reached their destination, intercepted. Now, their lawyers and DIRCO and South African government, they've made a point that they are just working on paperwork for that deportation to take place. This means now that is not going to happen, as you've heard, that the Israeli forces have seized all the aid on all 44 ships. So that is not going to reach Gaza at all. Well, are we surprised? I want to say that this is more than, you know, these atrocities. So when you look at, there's a map that shows some latest locations and a whole lot of routes to take. Now the question is Israel entitled to both ships that are in international waters? Well, the answer is no. Now, there are territorial and international waters, the way in which they work. So we'll take you through that. So, no, one is that which waters does the country control? Coastal countries control the waters closest to their shores, called territorial waters, which extend 12 nautical miles, which is 22 kilometers from the coast. Now, in those particular zones, the state has full sovereignty, just like over its land. Now, beyond that, they have rights over up to 200 nautical miles, which is 370 kilometers of ocean, including the water and sea floor. Now, this area is called the Exclusive Economic Zone, the EEZ, if you've heard about it. So in the EEZ, countries can regulate activities such as fishing, mining, drilling, and other energy projects while still allowing other countries freedom of navigation. Right? So now France has the largest EEZ, covering approximately 10.7 million square kilometers, which is 42 million square miles. So, well, thanks to its overseas territories. It is followed by the US, Australia, Russia, and the UK. Now, the other question will be that where are the international waters? Well, when we talk about international waters, where are they? Now, those are covering about 64% of the ocean. The high seas lie beyond any country's territorial waters and economic zones and are not controlled by a single state, which their use governed by international agreements thereof. So what are the laws of the high seas? Those laws of the high seas are governed by the 1982 UN Convention on the Law of the Sea, the UNCLOS.
It stipulates that all states can enjoy freedom of movement of ships in the high seas and aircraft can fly freely. It also allows the laying of subsea cables and pipelines, as well as fishing and scientific research and the construction of islands. Now, all three of which are subject to international agreements and laws. As ships that are on the high seas are subject to the jurisdiction of the flag they fly, except those conducting piracy and other unauthorized activities. Now, coming to the issue of Israel, that has attacked several flotillas in international waters. Those several freedom flotillas, those vessels, have attempted to break the blockade of Gaza since 2010. All were intercepted or attacked by Israel, mostly in international waters where it has no territorial rights. So the most deadly occurred on May the 31st, 2010, when Israeli commandos raided the Mavi Marmara in international waters. So the commandos killed 10 activists, most of them Turkish, and injured thousands more, sparking global outrage and severely straining Israel-Turkey relations. So those are some of the issues we just thought. Let us take you through, as we know that in 2024, amid ongoing flotilla missions delivering humanitarian aid to Gaza, UN experts stated that the Freedom Flotilla has the right of free passage in international waters, and Israel must not interfere with its freedom of navigation, long recognized under international law. So the Samud Flotilla had been sailing through international waters and into Palestinian territorial waters, where it has the legal right to navigate and deliver humanitarian aid. So according to Stephen Curtin, the General Secretary of the International Transport Workers Federation, representing more than 16.5 million transport workers globally, the law of the sea is clear. Attacking or seizing non-violent humanitarian vessels in international waters is illegal and unacceptable, saying such actions endanger lives and undermine the basic principles that keep the seas safe for all. So saying this is not only about seafarers, it's about the safety of everyone at sea, whether on a commercial ship, a humanitarian vessel, or a fishing boat. Now, states cannot pick and choose when to respect international law, so the seas must not be turned into a theater of war. That's according to Curtin. So, as you've heard there from Sani Morgan, that another flotilla, which is the Freedom Flotilla now, it's going to be now undertaking this journey to Gaza. So according to the Freedom Flotilla Coalition, the mission is not only lawful but also protected under a comprehensive set of international legal instruments, including the United Nations Conventions on the Law of the Sea, the San Remo Manual on International Law Applicable to Armed Conflict at Sea, UN Security Council Resolutions 2720 and 2728, the Convention on the Prevention and Punishment of the Crime of Genocide, the Fourth Geneva Convention, Rome Statutes of the International Criminal Court. Those are some of the laws that protect that. It's 12:42 p.m. Central African Time. Still tuned in to the News Hour right here on Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio.